This is From Dude to Dad. I'm Brian Laurel.
And I'm Chris Pegula.
As always, we're here every episode to talk all things dad, fatherhood, career, relationships, and then sometimes just talking about things that have absolutely nothing to do with kids because we focus on you just being a guy. And Chris took a little bit of time off. I mean, our listeners probably wouldn't know because we record episodes in advance, but last week you had a great episode with your wife. She did a good job.
Yeah. First time on. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was great. So, I think you told the listeners that I was on vacation, which was kind of true. It was a vacation from my regular life because I got COVID, it was a total shit show, as to be expected. So I actually didn't have it that bad, and I'm not going to name names or out people, but I caught it from one of two people, and I'm not sure, you know, which one it was, but we were at an just an outside barbecue, and there were multiple people there. And
dare you say it was one of two people who was actually vaccinated, which is interesting, right?
Oh yeah, I left that fact out. Yeah, that's the scary thing. And you know, they said up front the vaccinations are not 100% guarantee. You're not bulletproof, and the two people that got it, that I got it from, and I have no way of knowing which one it was, but both were vaccinated. One had the Moderna and the other one had the Pfizer. So, and they were both fully vaccinated about 2 months prior to when I got it. So it's go figure. Crazy.
Exceptions to the rule, Brian. You're the exception to the rule.
Yeah. So I was sequestered from my family for 24 days, and the reason was is
24.
I had symptoms, and then I got sick, and it was, I had like the worst, it was I had like 3 days where I had fevers between like 103, and then it would plummet down to 95, which is kind of scary because when it's 3 a.m. and you're sweating your ass off, and then you take your temperature and it says it's 95, and then you Google and it says hypothermia sets in at 94 and your organs can start shutting down. That was a little scary, but I got through that. It was no big deal. And then the rest of the time I was just like tired. It's pretty much.
Did you literally stay isolated? Like, didn't see anyone in your family?
I was not going to run the risk of getting my wife or my kid. I mean, I know it was pretty unlikely that my kids would get it, but then again, I thought it was pretty unlikely that two people that had been vaccinated would give me COVID. So, I stayed in a room. I stayed away. Did not cross paths with them. My wife was, what was that?
Was food left at your door? Like,
yeah, no, my wife was a champ. I mean, she deserves a medal and a vacation for all of this she'd bring me food. She'd bring me water, go get me Gatorade, whatever. And yeah, I literally stayed away from my family. Like I did not cross paths with them at all. Did not run the risk. And then, I started feeling better, and then I got pneumonia, so that was like an extra kick in the nuts there. And
that's
so,
where you got to be careful too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so I was probably more worried about that. I was never worried about the COVID, even when I had my crazy fevers and everything. But so that was a couple weeks ago, and I still have pneumonia just a tiny bit, but it's going away. I'm taking antibiotics, and I'll be fine. So
we are glad to have you back, Brian. And you sound like you're back at it 100%. So
yeah. No, I'm if I get a little winded, then I may, you may have to talk more than I do this episode. So that was that. And then, so everything good with you on your end? We haven't caught up. We haven't talked in a while.
I know. Well, just on a side note quickly, my daughter, actually, I don't know if I talked about this on other episodes, but she got COVID back at college. A few months back, and that was tough, just getting calls from her that she, you know, please come. And with COVID, you can't. So I can only imagine.
She was by herself.
That's scary. In a whole other state. So it was pretty crazy. But anyway, glad that you're past the
one other
part.
Thing. Are you a Los Angeles Lakers fan?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, my Phoenix Suns knocked you out of the playoffs. I haven't talked to you since then. I was gonna send you a text and give you crap, and then I'm like, no, I'm not gonna be that guy. I'll just wait till I talk to him on the podcast.
Well, you know what? I gotta say, Lakers have had their time, and they are, I love them to death. They're amazing, but you got to leave some room for other people too.
Right? That's right. So got to leave some crumbs for somebody else. Well, then, of course, speaking of COVID, and then now Chris Paul is in COVID protocol. So it's like,
See, that's the thing. It's like COVID is screwing everything up, you know? Yeah. So if
and COVID he got vaccinated. He got vaccinated in February. So crazy. Go figure. Yeah. It's, yeah. All right. So this episode, guys, we're going to talk about Father's Day.
Father's Day, yes.
And which is coming up. And really, this episode would probably apply to any other holiday, like your birthday or maybe even an anniversary or something, or Christmas. But we're going to talk about gifts, which is kind of weird because we're talking to dads. But, you know, Chris and I were talking, there's a lot of dads that, like, when these holidays come around, they're like, I don't care. And that's fine. And if you're that guy and you truly do not care, that's fine. However, Chris, I was on this this dad forum on Facebook, and this dad posted, you know, basically something to the effect of, do you ever feel ripped off on Father's Day or your birthday, like your wife or your kids kind of phone it in? And when you go all out for your wife and you go, and of course you're going to go all out for your kids, it's not a fair comparison, but the guy was basically saying, like, I always feel bad asking for something. And so Chris and I, we're going to talk about some gift ideas and then maybe some other things that aren't necessarily gifts, but kind of are at the same time. So, Chris, you were on a podcast recently talking about Father's Day gifts, weren't you? Or you wrote an article, a blog.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say, wait, what podcast was I on, bro? You're confusing me. You know, it's funny. Yeah, thinking about growing up as a kid and Father's Day, getting gifts from my dad, I always used to get confused by my mom's choice of buying him socks and underwear. You know, like that was the big Father's Day gift.
Right.
I'm like, who the hell would want that? That's like so lame. Honestly, that's like the one thing I want, because that's the one thing I like literally don't buy for myself and that I'm always looking for. Like, it sounds stupid, I don't buy for myself, but it's like you just don't want to be spending money on something that like that, you know, like there's always something else that takes precedent. So, and I can never find socks in the house. So
yeah,
the simplicity of socks and underwear, I understand. And as a dad, it's like, I welcome it.
Right,
bring it my way. But, you know, I think it all depends on, you know, obviously the personality of who you are, what you like and what type of person you are. Are you the rugged dad, the business dad, the, you know, sports dad? And, you know, I think that figuring that out is always the easiest way in terms of somebody getting you a gift. But I'm trying to think of, like, even for myself, you know, for me, like the big thing I want, I think, is just to spend time with the family and not have to cook, clean, or do any of that stuff. You know, especially now this past year, that's all I've been doing for every meal. But I think like those types of things are the memorable experiences, because experiences are always those that are like planted into your DNA, your nervous system, right? But things, you get bored of stuff after a while. So,
yeah, you're not going to sit around 10 years from now and reminisce about the barbecue tongs you got,
right?
You know, 10 years ago. But you will be like, hey, remember that one time when we went to, you know, whatever? We went to the park and we flew kites, or we, you know, whatever. Went to Chuck E. freaking Cheese or whatever it was when your kids were little. Like memories and spending time together, which is also, I mean, and you could speak to this more than I could, Chris, but that's got to be more of a challenge when your kids get older to try to get them together.
Right. Well, you know what's interesting, though? I'm just thinking this year, because of COVID, that talk about getting ripped off. Every year, it's always dads and grads, right? Mm-hmm. They always combine the two. So this year, there's no grads because they already graduated way earlier.
Right.
And so, you know, Father's Day for once is just solo, you know, the solo holiday that's focused on. So that's kind of cool this year, you know, that it's not the whole both grads, and not that, you know, it's bad to celebrate, but like you said, why not get the full day? It's not like for Mother's Day, you know, moms
that's right,
whatever the heck it would be. So
you know, for me, I'm the type of guy where I'm the worst. My wife hates any sort of situation where she needs to buy me a gift, because I'm very difficult to buy for, because one, I don't really give any hints, and two, it's because I don't like receiving gifts. I don't like receiving gifts. I feel uncomfortable. And I think that started when I was like young, and like Christmas, and my grandma would give me like this shit from Avon. Like I'd open up this, like I'd be like 8 years old, and it was like a, it was for kids, but it was like a bath set with like a sponge that looked like a frog or something like that. Or she would give me socks, or she would give me, you know, clothes. And I, you know, when once I hit about 9 or 10, I remember going to my parents saying, "Will you please tell grandma and grandpa not to buy me clothes? They buy me dumbest shit." And so I would have to feign this excitement. And then even as I got older, sometimes with, you know, with my own parents, every once in a while, it would be like, "Oh, thanks for this sweater that I will never wear, and now I have to take it back, or I have to pretend like I like it." And so I just don't like it. So when it comes to Father's Day, and probably more so for birthday and Christmas, but my wife is like, "You know, what are you looking for? What do you, you know, what do you want?" And I'm like, "If I want something, I'll go get it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it." Which she hates, which she absolutely hates, and I don't blame her. But I do agree with you that, you know, it's not all about like consuming and buying products and stuff like that, because again, on this forum, reading a lot of the feedback on it, you know, there are other guys on there like, "Yeah, my wife gives me this freaking like a bucket that we have in the garage, and she puts beer in it and beef jerky and a card. And she thinks that I'm happy with that, but I don't have the heart to tell her because she thinks she's like gets excited that like, oh, I found you this new craft beer that you can try or whatever." And he's like, I don't have the heart to tell her, but I hate it. Like, I don't, it's like, it feels so like dismissive. Like, here's beer and beef jerky. And then other guys are like, you know, "I don't want anything. I just want like time alone, like not on Father's Day, but as the gift is like, go play golf next Saturday. Or go to that basketball game next weekend. Or, you know, go fishing by yourself.
Right.
Or go to the shooting range. Or go camping. Or go, you know, whatever. Go see a movie. Go meet a buddy at a sports bar for a few hours." Like, that seemed to be the prevailing, like, what dads wanted was just, like, some time to themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? I think, if anything, too, maybe to add to that, the sort of validation that, you know, thanking you for being a great dad, if you are a great dad, unless you're a schmuck.
If you're a shitty dad, you don't deserve it.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, we're in such a culture of consumerism that, like, you know, it's hard not to want to be, you know, convinced that you need to buy a gift. But I'm all about experiences. So that's like the big thing. Save some money and make the day, you know, more about celebrating and having, you know, an experience that you'll remember, especially after a year of craziness that we've all gone through with COVID.
However, if you are the type of guy that sits there and silently seethes about getting crappy gifts, that's really on you. And I can say that with authority because I've done the same thing where I gave no hints and then I was given something. So if there's basically what Chris and I are saying is open your mouth and don't be a puss about it. If it really means that much to you, and I'm not saying that to make you feel bad because there's nothing wrong with wanting to be acknowledged on Father's Day. And, you know, it's like, maybe there's a new pair of running shoes you want, and send your wife the freaking link a couple weeks beforehand and say, "This is what I want." And if you are the type of guy, it's like, "I just want, you know, the kids to make me some waffles in the morning and then we go hang out by the pool all day," or whatever it is, just make it clear so you're not bent out of shape. And I don't want to sound sexist here, Chris, but I'm going to for a second. I think women care more about like Mother's Day and then fathers care about Father's Day. I think most fathers are pretty chill for the most part. And if you're not one of those guys that are listening, that's not a slam to you at all. If your day should be what you want it to be, and if you are wanting that time alone, keep in mind that should not be taking place on Father's Day. You should be spending time with your kids and spending time with your significant other, because they are what make you a father. So which obviously I don't need to tell you that. But one other thing, Chris, what if you're like a single dad and you don't have hopefully you would have your kids on Father's Day, but some of the dads out there, the way that their visitation or the way that, it's kind of worked out, what if you don't have your kids with you on Father's Day?
Well, hopefully maybe your dad is still alive so that you can actually spend it, you know, with your own parents, perhaps. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's got to be a tough one. I can't imagine having to go through that unless your relationship with your ex is so, challenged and pressured that you can't do that. But, you know, it's that one's, I don't even know how to answer hopefully, that one. That one's a tough one.
Hopefully you have the ability to at least FaceTime with right. your kids. Sure. And, you know, and if not, because, you know, the more, and I think this has become more talked about since COVID started, but just mental health in general.
Yes.
And again, I keep referring to this men's forum that's on Facebook, and I don't want to say the name of it because I don't know if they're cool with me promoting it or not, but I mean, there are tens of thousands of dads on there. And one of the things was a guy talking about just depression, that the way he gets his kids for a few weeks at a time, and last year and then this coming year, just the way the calendar worked out, he doesn't have his kids on Father's Day, and he doesn't talk to him because the relationship with the ex isn't the best. So just, you know, he gets really depressed. And so, you know, there's nothing wrong with having either an early or a belated Father's Day. And that may feel
that's exactly what
weird.
I was just going to say.
Yeah, and it may feel a little weird or forced when you're telling your kids, hey, we're going to do Father's Day early and celebrate me early, or we're going to do it a little bit later. I mean, I know it needs to feel a little, you know, organic, but at the same time, I just want to say to any dad out there that is maybe not with their kids for one reason or another, keep in mind this is temporary. If your kids are young right now and they don't have a, you know, 100% say of where they spend their time, just worry about your and focus on your overall relationship with your kids. And there will be a day where they're old enough where they can decide, no, I want to be with dad. I want to be with dad on Father's Day.
Yeah. And you know, it's such a commercial holiday anyway, if you think about it. So, you know, it's not about, yeah. So it's not about the actual day. You're absolutely right. You can spend it earlier, after. And in fact, you know, Mother's Day, what was first in the sense of mm-hmm. the day being established. And it wasn't until, you know, 10 years later that this one girl ended up making Father's Day a national holiday through her efforts because of her dad, yada, yada, yada. Mm. But yeah, you know, it's just all commercialism. So just hang in there and just, you know, spend the time with your kids and look for the experience of joy with them, and not every day is Father's Day. Think about that, you know.
And we're guys, we realize we're telling you things that
you know,
that you already know. You just want to spend
just a reminder
for your kiddos. Yeah, but it's, you know, it's also at the same time, and I'll admit, I mean, yeah, things holidays have become all about consumerism and everything, but hey, I consume. I like me some gadgets. I like me, I buy shit. So it's you know, I think that, you know, the bottom line with this is, you know what your priorities are, and you know what the most important thing is, and that's your kids. And if there is any sort of celebrating to be done, and you were asked what you would like that celebration to look like, don't say, I don't care. Because that also is a little bit of a bummer for your kids, because especially if they're the right age, they get excited about Father's Day. Like,
yeah,
they get excited about making you cards or making you the, you know, the shitty whatever out of clay or the something out of
the ashtray, right?
Or whatever. Yeah, the ashtray, and you don't smoke. That's awesome. I remember I made one of those for my dad a long time. Although, to be fair, he smoked a pipe. This was back a long time ago. He smoked a pipe.
But isn't it interesting that, like, a school would say, let's make an ashtray.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a preschool.
Very.
I remember that.
I'm sure that anyway. Wouldn't fly now. I'm sure people would get canceled if they dared to teach kids to make ashtrays. So, but anyway, you know, the point is just open your mouth. If you want your day to be a certain way, say so. If you want something as a gift, it doesn't even have to be physical or monetary. It could just be time away to go, you know, go do something you want to do on another day. Just open your mouth and say it, because if there's any sort of, like, you know, and resentment may be a strong word, but if there's any, like, disappointment that comes with these holidays, you know, look at yourself first and make sure you're expressing what you're looking to do. But in the meantime, we hope you have a great Father's Day, and you have the opportunity to spend time with your kiddos. And if your kids are older and you're not with them, they're across country or something, then that's why God made FaceTime.
Yeah.
So with that, we are out of here, and we'll talk to you next time on From Dude to Dad.